Chapter 35. The wilderness and the waterless region will exult, and the desert plain will be joyful and blossom as the saffron. Without fail it will blossom, and it will really be joyful with joyousness and with glad crying out. The glory of Lebanon itself must be given to it, the splendor of Carmel and of Sharon. There will be those who will see the glory of Jehovah, the splendor of our God. Strengthen the weak hands, you people, and make the knees that are wobbling firm. Say to those who are anxious at heart, "Be strong, do not be afraid. Look, your own God will come with vengeance itself, God, even with a repayment. He himself will come and save you people." At that time, the eyes of the blind ones will be opened, and the very ears of the deaf ones will be unstopped. At that time, the lame one will climb up just as a stag does, and the tongue of the speechless one will cry out in gladness. For in the wilderness waters will have burst out, and torrents in the desert plain. And the heat-parched ground will have become as a reedy pool, and the thirsty ground as springs of water. In the abiding place of jackals, a resting place for them, there will be green grass with reeds and papyrus plants. And there will certainly come to be a highway there, even a way, and the way of holiness it will be called. The unclean one will not pass over it, and it will be for the one walking on the way, and no foolish ones will wander about on it. No lion will prove to be there, and the rapacious sort of wild beasts will not come up on it. None will be found there, and the repurchased ones must walk there. And the very ones redeemed by Jehovah will return, and certainly come to Zion with a joyful cry, and rejoicing to time indefinite will be upon their head. To exultation and rejoicing they will attain, and grief and sighing must flee away.